Each year, thousands of new and returning students in the Paris region turn to the CRUS, an organization helping them find funding, housing, and other support for their studies. The group holds a week-long housing forum each September, drawing up to 5,000 students to meet with its partners for advice and for help finding a place to live. For the second year in a row, the forum has also included a special meetup section, putting students directly in touch with one another to see if they wish to become roommates. The director of CRUS in Paris, Denis Lambert, says it's in response to demands from the students themselves.
It's a form of housing that is now quite developed in France, as it is in other countries. It's more common than it was a few years ago. I would guess it accounts for about 10-12% of student housing. There are economic reasons, of course, but students also want to live together in the same place.
The event is called colloque dating, a play on the word colocataire, the French term for roommate. Albert, who's helping coordinate the meetups, says the goal is to establish a first contact.
The initial aim was trying to gather people to find if they could see any sort of a plan to get accommodations together and making the research of an accommodation here in Paris much easier. No matter whether you are a student or an adult, it's extremely difficult to find an accommodation in Paris. But when you're in students with really no wages, no salary, and few resources, it's really much more difficult.
But for many, it's a necessity. Student dormitories often have long waiting lists, and not everyone meets the application requirements. For those relocating from another city, living with their families is not an option. But most, like 20-year-old Mehdi, are looking to experience something new.
I'd like to discover Paris, because I'm from the north of France, and I have been studying hard during 3 years. That's why I want to open myself to new people. The problem is that there is many people who search, but there is not many who propose apartment.
It doesn't help that so many students end up searching for an apartment at the same time, needing to convince landlords to take a chance with them. Adrien Noblet remembers struggling to find an apartment when he was a student. Now, he and some friends are at the CRUS with a service that they started to help potential roommates find places to live.
In September, it's more difficult than the other month because more people are searching for something. And in Paris, rent is really expensive and you have to prove that you have more money or parents that can refund you if you don't have enough money.
Yet for many students, the difficulties are worth facing. For first-year student Claire, finding a flat share is a way to have some company.
It's to share an apartment with other people, to meet other people, and I think when you come home after studying or working, you're not alone, and you can speak to other people, and if they are friendly, it's better.
And many, like 19-year-old Benoit, wouldn't want it any other way.
The main thing is to have independence, to not live with your parents anymore. That's what's most important. It's also the least expensive way, because having a roommate cuts rent in half, and that's important too, especially in Paris.
Ça fait moins cher quoi, surtout à Paris.
300 or 400 students took part in the first edition of the event, and the CRUS estimates that it helped about a third of them find a place to live. Mike Woods, RFI, Paris.